So 23% to 69% chance of having a successful retirement by just simply having a plan. Hello, welcome back to the Roadmap to Wealth podcast. This is episode 11, and today we're going to be talking about organizing our cash. The first step to financial planning is simply that, getting organized. So we want to go over this process, or this kind of hierarchy and setup that I have, so you can better understand your cash and know what you're looking at. So when you're talking about financial planning, anybody who has no plan, you have a 23% chance of having a successful retirement. When I talk about a successful retirement, I'm talking about having all of the funds available to cover all of your expenses, being able to retire first and foremost, and then also having enough funds to last you through retirement until you die, to the end of your life. 23% chance of experiencing that without a financial plan. With the financial plan, you go to 200% more likely to have a successful retirement. So 23% to 69% chance of having a successful retirement by just simply having a plan. Now, that's because you took the time to think out your life and think about how you're going to invest and take care of having that balance. So just thinking through it and having a plan, having something in hand or something that you can look at and reference, 200 times more likely to have success when it comes to retirement. Now, if you think about someone who has a successful retirement and you think about their life, you don't just get successful at retirement. You probably had success throughout your life. So you probably had enough funds to handle emergencies, enough funds to enjoy your life before you retire. So we're talking about total financial wholeness and not just retirement specifically, but this is the whole point of getting organized so that you can develop a plan and follow a plan through. So have you ever looked at your bank account, saw money there, but didn't really know what you're looking at? You see the dollar amount, but you don't understand how much of that is going to expenses, how much of that is going to different bills, how much of that can be spent or saved or even given if someone asks for money. Have you ever experienced that? And I know I have. And this is why I want to go over this breakdown so you can have a better plan of how to organize your cash. So when you look at a particular account, you know what that money's for. There's no guessing. Is this account? This account is for this set purpose and is going towards that. Nothing else. So let's get into this breakdown and let's talk about how you can organize your cash so that you can have a straight line of sight on what's going on with your expenses and your money, and also how to stick to a financial plan better. You have to make things clear. That is the main goal. So number one, we're going to go over five accounts that you should have. Number one is the checking account number one. So this account is where all of your income and deposits go into. This is going to be a checking account that everything is deposited here, and the only thing that stays here, the only money that stays in this account, is money that are going to bills. Now, we talk about our fixed bills and expenses, and some are going to be variable. So let's go over the fixed. Of course, you know what your subscriptions are. You know what your rent or mortgage is going to be, your car note or your lease payments. You know what your insurance is. These bills, you know, are their set amount every so often, however often you have to pay them. So those are first and foremost that we're going to talk about. Take care of. Then you also have the variable bills. These bills are consistent. So I pay my water bill every month, but I don't necessarily know the exact amount. I know a range or average, same with my gas bill or my electricity bill, but it's not a set amount every month, but it's still a bill, still something that has to be paid and periodically. So checking account number one, your deposits come in and the only thing that stays there is money that's going to be allocated to your bills. A quick note, if you are an entrepreneur, you do not want funds from your business coming into this account here. You want to make sure that's going to a business account first and foremost. And if you choose to transfer from your business to a personal account, then this would be that account. But no direct deposit or deposits of business income into this account. This is for W-2 income. employee earnings or money that you're transferring from your business is going to go here. So keep that in mind. You want to, as much as possible, you want bills to be on auto pay. You want to automate your finances so you don't have to think about it. You don't have to continue to make the right decision over and over. Make the right decision one time, automate them, and have your bills paid that way. So you're going to have your income come here, and you're going to set up automatic transfers to another account. Again, only money that stays is money for bills. So let's talk about number two, checking account number two. So this is the account where money is going to go from number one to number two. And this is going to take care of your spending and other expenses that are not bills. So if I need gas, or if I'm doing some shopping, if I'm going out to eat, doing some entertainment or dining, different outings that I'm going to experience, and also groceries. These are expenses that are not bills. These are things that you need, and some of these things you want. So wants and needs, of course, we're taking care of the needs first, the groceries and the things we need for food and dining. But checking account number two is not for any fixed bills or fixed expenses. This is just for expenses that you're going to use from your day-to-day living and anything extra as far as going out or entertainment. So that is what's going in checking account number two. Real simple. So two checking accounts, one that takes in your income and the only money that stays there are money for your bills, and two for your spending. So two checking accounts. That's all you need, unless you have a husband and a wife and you guys want your separate checking account. So better the track. I get that. But this is your secondary checking accounts, whether you have one or a few. That's fine, but it's secondary to checking account number one, which is just for your bills. So let's go over to the savings accounts that we're going to have. So your number one savings account is your emergency fund. That's going to be, I would recommend, a high yield savings account to take advantage of the higher interest earning ability. And this is money for strictly emergencies, 3 to 6 months. If you are a single parent, or if you're a one income home, you want to budget 6 just in case, because you have one income that you're depending on. So you want to make sure that you have more expenses, more coverage. That way, if someone does lose their income or the income becomes impaired, you have more safety there. So 3 to 6 months for some people, 6 or more. If you need more, or want more, that's fine. But that's going to be in a high yield savings account. So that's savings account number one, which is our bank account number three. Two checking, bills, expenses, and first savings account is going to be our emergency fund. Then we're going to have two other savings accounts. Savings account number two, which is our fourth account. Now, this is for short-term goals. This is going to be whether it's a certificate of deposit account or money market account, or even a high-yield savings account, which I would recommend you look into. This is going to be for the smaller purchases that you want to plan for. That's not your everyday expenses, similar to checking an account number two. So we're talking about different travel, holidays, birthdays, gifts, money you might plan on having available to give to someone just in case. If that's one of your plans or things you like to do, you like to give. So you want to make sure there's money there for that. Now, this typically is going to be a 2 year or less time horizon. So vacations that we're planning for the next few years, holidays, any type of larger expense that is not an everyday expense, you want to put it in savings account number two, and high yield savings account, earn interest, take advantage of that. And that's what that number, that fourth account is going to be for, savings account number two. And our last account, savings account number three, is for long-term goals. So anything over 2 years are long-term financial goals. So we're not talking about vacations and holidays and birthday gifts and Mother's Day and Father's Day. We're talking about down payment on a home or a car, or saving up to buy a car outright cash, or we're talking about remodeling or doing some heavy landscaping, things that are going to be significant expenses that are 2 years or more out, or is going to take more planning, savings account number two is going to be for that. So quick recap, this is not a long podcast. It's kind of straightforward just to give you kind of a better way of having a line of sight so you know what's going on with your money. Checking account number one is for your income and for your expenses, your fixed expenses that you're going to spend every month, and some of those variable monthly expenses. Checking account number two is for the day-to-day spending and day-to-day expenses. So shopping, groceries, getting gas, taking care of a few things here and there, dry cleaning, there's going to be that. Same as account number one, your emergency fund is number one because it's the one that needs to be prioritized over the other savings. So this is the 3 to 6 months of expenses stacked away in a high yield savings account so that you can earn interest. And the idea behind that is that you want a high yield savings account to earn interest. That way your money isn't falling behind due to inflation. A dollar today is not worth the same dollar a year from now. It's going to be worth about 97, 96 cents. So you want to make sure your money is in a high yield savings account and earning interest. That way it doesn't fall behind inflation. You don't want money to sit and lose spending power. You also don't want to invest this money because you don't want to risk it. So this is money that's going to be set aside. It's not created. It's not there to keep you rich. It's just there to keep you from hitting rock bottom in case you need it. That savings account number one. Number two, savings account number two, our fourth account, is for short-term goals. Anywhere from 1 to 24 months, short-term goals, holidays, planning, travel, different purchases, birthdays, small savings account. Now, this is going to be a smaller account, of course, than the other two, but it's going to be for those expenses, 1, 2 years or less, not any heavy planning or heavy savings account, but that sinking fund account that you know you're going to spend money on within the next few years. And our last account, savings account number three, which is your long-term goals, your big purchases, the one that requires much more planning. And you can even split it up to where it's not so much a time. You might say any expense that is $5,000 or more or $10,000 and more is going to go into this third savings account for the long-term goals. So set it up either by a dollar amount threshold or by time as far as the time horizon for you to spend that money, but keep it separate. Now, this way, using this hierarchy and this system, anytime you look at any one of your accounts, you know exactly what it's there for, you know exactly what it's going to be used for, and you know exactly what you're looking at. So there's no confusion on, is this money that I can spend? Someone asking for money, do I have enough to give them? Is this money for bills? What's going on? For bills accounts, you can see you might be expecting a certain amount of money to be there and is not. If it's not there, again, you have your bill set up on auto pay. So you know it's going to go to some type of bill, but you know it's not money that you spent that you should not have spent or that you couldn't have, but you thought you could. We've all been there. This is a system that avoids all of that. So it's all about clarity, having clear goals, having a clear sight to those goals, and also in this system, having a sight to see the progress on those goals as well. You can easily look at those savings goals or the savings accounts and see where you are on your emergency funds, where you are in the account number two as far as your short-term goals, and the last savings account for your long-term goals. Very easy setup right there. So that is my suggestion for people who are in that position where they need to get organized, because it's hard to develop a plan. It's hard to develop a plan when you're trying to get things squared away or things are not organized and you don't really know what you're looking at on a weekly or monthly basis. And this is a solution to that. So let me know what you think in the comments. This pretty much concludes this episode. Straightforward cash system. In the link, I will have a copy of this hierarchy so you can download it For your reference, also, it is a quick definition of the high yield savings account, the money market funds, certificate of deposit account, and treasury bills for those that may be confused on those definitions and the different types of savings accounts that you can use or accounts you can use for the savings specifically. So that will be in the comments. I'll leave that for you. So let me know what you think about this episode. Thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you in the next one.